Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the 2019 Healthcare Businesswomen's Association podcast series. My name is Megan Montgomery, and I'm an HBA volunteer leader and your host for our show today. For those of you who are not familiar with the HBA, the HBA is a global nonprofit organization comprised of individuals and organizations from across the healthcare industry committed to achieving gender parity in leadership positions, facilitating career and business connections, and providing effective practices that enable organizations to realize the full potential of their female talent. Our podcast programming is just one way we support our members to achieve our mission. Today, our discussion is titled Lessons from the Healthcare Businesswomen's Association's star volunteer, Taryn Graham, where we will explore the role volunteer work can play in our professional and personal growth. I'm excited and honored to have Taryn Graham, Editor-in-Chief at Pharma Voice Magazine, sharing her experiences on the podcast today. Taryn is the winner of the HBA Strategic Transformation Achievement Recognition, also known as the STAR Award. This award recognizes an extraordinary volunteer who stands apart as an exemplary role model to others due to their demonstrated long-term commitment to gender parity and the ability to help the HBA further our mission and goals. Taryn, congratulations on this well-deserved honor. I can't think of anyone else more deserving. And I remember meeting you even when I first became an HBA member a number of years ago, and you have long been such a friendly, welcoming person in addition to everything that you do for the HBA. So to get started, how about you fill everyone in on how you first got involved with the HBA?
Thanks, Megan, so much. I'm so happy to be part of the program, and I'm so humbled to be this year's star volunteer. I am stepping in a lot of big shoes of women who have come before me, many of whom I have taken leadership lessons from. So I'm very honored. Well, my journey with the HBA started just about 16, 17 years ago, at about the same time that I was fortunate enough to co-found Pharma Voice with my two business partners. And I got involved because Charlene Prunis had said, hey, listen, you know, I think this is an organization that you might find to be really valuable. So I attended the second annual leadership conference, which was then the annual conference, and it was in Atlantic City, close to Atlantic City in New Jersey. And then I got a call from Donna Raymer to volunteer to head up and lead the HBA Bulletin, which is now the HBA Advantage. So that's how long ago this was. And I remember back when the STAR Award was the Volunteer of the Year Award. So I joke around by saying that I have served on the HBA and served presidents of the HBA, more presidents than Ruth Bader Ginsburg has. So I've been around a long time. And so, it really took that one ask to volunteer that set my volunteer career with the HBA in motion. And it was just such a natural fit for me, and I got to enjoy so many amazing experiences over the years.
Thanks. And I think there's a number of people that can relate. I know that I sure can of first getting involved with the HBA because, you know, the right person approached you with the right opportunity. So I'm sure you've seen a lot of change over the years that you've been involved with the HBA. What are some of the changes that you're most excited about?
Well, I think the geographic, demographic expansion of the HBA has been tremendous over the past, you know, dozen years. And it's really come when Lori Cook stepped up as CEO and she, you know, further defined the strategic mission and vision for the organization. And as Liz Coyle took on the directive to look at the model of the HBA, we've seen it expand from 10, 12, 14 chapters to now being in more than 52 geographic locations around the globe. And I think that's terribly exciting. And it really pays tribute to the HBA's breadth and width and depth of its members and its corporate partners and the companies that it has partnered with. So I think that's very exciting because I think the wider and deeper the HBA gets, the closer it is to fulfilling its mission. And the other piece that I think has been very exciting has been the collaborative, which is that initiative that goes against one of the stated principles of creating gender parity in the healthcare space. And I can't think of an organization more suited or better suited to move that needle than the HBA. Given its core mission and purpose, I think it is ideally suited to meet the needs of not only individual members, but of its corporate partners.
I'm very excited about the collaborative as well. So you mentioned a couple different things that you've been involved with in your volunteer experience. Can you expand some more on some of the different projects you've had the chance to work on during your time with the HBA?
Sure. I've had the privilege of working on a lot of different committees, which have put me to shoulder with so many amazing and talented and passionate women. I've worked on the Women of the Year event for a number of years. I worked on the annual conference, which used to be the Leadership Conference. I have worked on, as I said, the HBA Advantage. I've worked on the Collaborative. And I really, what's near and dear to my heart is the Rising Star and Luminary program. Really saw an opportunity to expand that recognition program of the HBAs and be able to give even more women an opportunity to shine. And by that I mean by splitting out the luminaries from the Rising Stars. We really looked at what that career path development was in those honorees and in their portfolios, and recognized there really was an opportunity to set apart some of the more senior leaders in the organization as an opportunity, almost like a career ladder. So you're a rising star, then you have the opportunity to become a luminary, and then even, you know, go on to serve on a global board or within the chapter organization of the HBA. So that really has been a very special piece of the journey for me. And it's allowed me to meet so many women, because right now I think this year there are 115 Rising Stars and Luminaries. And so I've been involved with that program for 10 years. So that's put me in touch with more than 1,000 women, which is amazing.
That's incredible. So now that this year you're going to be up there on that stage as the HBA Star winner, what does that mean to you?
Terror? No, I'm kidding. It's one thing to be behind the scenes for so many years and then to be up on that stage. And as I said earlier, standing in the place where so many amazing women have stood before, it's quite humbling. And I'm very honored, and I am just very appreciative of the opportunity to tell my story a little bit.
Great. Well, I know that you are such a giver, and that you give just because this really matters to you. But what else have you gotten out of volunteering with the HBA?
So I think, as I said, the HBA is a team sport, and by working shoulder to shoulder with so many amazing, talented women, you really are able to enhance your skill set and even find skills that you didn't even think you had through the experiential volunteer learning experiences that the HBA provides. And I think, you know, it's a lot of hard work. There's no doubt about it. In fact, I worked on the leadership conference that happened in Philadelphia, where it was the orchestra and the moth stories, et cetera. And I joked and said, I have never worked so hard for no money in my entire life. But it was such a rewarding experience. And I would do it again in a heartbeat. It was, you really dig in and you find out where some of your talents are and where some of your talents aren't too. So let's be honest. And things you thought you were good at, maybe not so much. So it helps you kind of define your skill sets and also helps you explore new skill sets. That was an amazing opportunity and a lot of fun to work on. But I think the thing that I've gotten out of it the most is an amazing group of friends. In my house, because I live a modern family world, I have close contact with my nephews who have been part and parcel of many HBA conference calls, etc. And as my youngest nephew calls it, my HBA lady friends. But it's more than that. It's really become a core group of people who have supported me through some of my life's toughest moments, as well as there to celebrate some of my most joyous moments. And it's been an amazing journey to share it with them and with people who just, you know, you just have so much fun with. And above all, there's so much laughter. And there's so much fun in it that I can't imagine not volunteering for the HBA.
That's so true. I know I really appreciate all the relationships and the friendships that I've formed, you know, through my involvement with the HBI. So what advice would you have for others who are maybe dipping their toes in the water but haven't really fully jumped into being involved with the HBI?
I would say, what are you waiting for? I mean, honestly, where else can you get so much opportunity to see what the industry overall can provide, because you're exposed so to so many different sectors that allows you to break out of your own silo and to start thinking differently, not about just your own career, but about what the life sciences industry can mean today and tomorrow for patients, which is why I think most of the people who are in this industry are, you know, why they provide their talents. I mean, I think that when you look at the individuals who make up the Healthcare Business Women's Association, they are there to do good for patients. And so when you can expand your network and your sphere of thinking, it helps you in your own pursuits to achieve your own goals. I also want to touch back on, you know, the involvement with the different types of individuals you get to meet. You and I got to meet a couple of years ago, as you said, through an HBA volunteer experience. And it's been an excellent experience for me getting to know you and understanding what your life's pursuits and passions are. And I find it to be incredibly inspiring. So it's those kinds of stories that really start to resonate with you as an individual and help expand your worldview.
Well, I couldn't agree more. And it looks like we are almost out of time. So, Taryn, it was wonderful having you on this call. Once again, a huge congratulations for the HBA Star Award. So excited for you. And I'm sure our listeners have benefited from your insights and that hopefully this conversation has encouraged them to get more involved. If you like what you heard today, we hope that you join the HBI to expand your network and professional skill development tools. Thank you for listening today. And this is Megan Montgomery, signing off for the HBI.